Hi, good evening, good afternoon, good morning, everybody. This is Adler with another episode of The Relevant Christian. In today's episode, I saw an article regarding Ravi Zacharias that, you know, several stations have dropped the Apologist, the RZIM, a show that normally goes on. And I believe that Ravi Zacharias is a great apologist, the late Ravi Zacharias, I would say. And it's you know, I'm certain that these radio station, including the Moody Bible, Moody Radio, dropped his RZIM podcast or show. And, you know, because of these some things going on with the spa, in which that when he goes to the spa, he's being accused that he would expose himself to the therapist or to the people that were to the massage therapists that were there. And I know the man passed away, you know, and I really don't think that they should drop him. And I really don't know why it's coming out right after his death anyways, because the article said between 2007 and 2010, this is when this happened. So, you know, all this time, this thing could have came out, but now it's just coming out after his death. But, you know, no one is perfect. We're not a perfect human being, and God knows that we're humans. And, you know, we will make mistakes, whether it's true or not. Ravi cannot even defend himself. He cannot say yay or nay, you know, but I honestly just think that they should have continued playing the RZIM podcast or show, you know, and because Ravi is not able to defend himself. And it looks like with a lot of Christian leadership in these churches, you know, their affairs, their wrongdoings are coming out. And I just think that it just falls in line with what's going on in the world, that this thing would come out after Ravi Zacharias had passed away. So in my honest opinion, you know, the podcast is great, and I went to see him when I was overseas. And it's not something that he should have been dropped. You know, we can assume that he did it or he didn't do it or whatever it was. But you know what I'm saying? Between 2007 and 2010, I mean, people ask for forgiveness, you know? And because God forgives us, then therefore we ought to forgive other people as well. So therefore, to me, whether it's true or not, I just, you know, I would look past it. You know what I mean? Okay, this is what he's done. How is he now? I'd like to look at what the person has done since they've committed a sin. Were they repentant of their sin? Were they sorrowful of their sin? And did they try to fix the issue, or did they just make excuses? But because Ravi is dead, there's no way for us to see anything like that. You know, with the it means a lot, you know, for someone to say, okay, well, I have done wrong, but since then I have tried to correct my ways, and I need to take time away from the ministry in order to heal, in order for the family to heal. That is definitely something that I believe Ravi Zacharias would have done as well, because the ministry is important to him, and I know he believes that he was doing God's work. But you know, for these audio footage to come public after he passed away, it doesn't make any sense, to be honest with you. I don't know what's the point of it now, because it's not gonna, I think it's just really going to hurt, because now the RZIM podcast or show is no longer on Moody Radio and some other radio shows and other broadcasts. But it's not... It's only hurting to me. It's only hurting the ministry, and it's only hurting. It's only stopping people from hearing the word of God. So, I believe he was one of the greatest apologists of our time, and you know, I haven't seen anyone else to really say to replace him in a way, because he's been around the world. He's debated many millions of people. He goes to the schools and he has these kind of debates and trying to persuade, in my opinion, people to come to Christ. So therefore, this is a negative for him, and I'm sure that the family is not too happy about what happened as well, you know. And now, you know, the ministry is suffering because of it. So I think the decision to drop the RZIM show is a mistake, and I hope they bring it back so that people can listen to, you know, to how to defend their faith. You know, that's what I got from it. And listening to him persuaded me to, you know, become an apologist as well, to learn how to defend my faith. So now someone else who might be interested in that may not have RZIM as an encouragement to them. But, you know, it's God who knows he knows the beginning from the end. He knows what's going on in the future, and he knew this would happen. So therefore, we give him the glory regardless of how this thing ends up. So thanks again. This is Adler with the Relevant Christian Podcast. Thank you for listening.